Weather conditions across the northern plains and upper Midwest are looking real nice, and we're going to continue in this mode at least until we get to Friday. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures out there at the top of this hour are still a little on the mild to coolish side, but boy, we're making progress in the right direction. The temperatures right now running mostly in the 50s and some lower 60s. The 60s are mostly near and west of the Missouri River, but we've got a lot of sunshine still coming up and an opportunity for the winds to become southerly as time moves along, and that's going to push us over the hill, and we'll be able to coast right down into some 70 and 80 degree temperatures. Now, those 80s are going to be out to the west, mostly near and west of that Missouri River. So if you're in the eastern parts of the Dakotas, and most of us aren't, as well as Minnesota, we're going to be seeing a nice warm up over the next few days with abundant sunshine and eventually some south wind that's going to blow across the region, and that's going to bring us into an environment that will definitely be warmer. And we do expect the afternoon temperatures tomorrow across the region to be working their way upwards into the 60s and some 70s. In fact, we'll probably have the majority of our listening area in the 70s tomorrow. Some temperatures over 80 degrees will occur in the Missouri River Valley in South Dakota. Otherwise, those 60s will be confined to a few spots in Minnesota. The temperatures on Thursday afternoon will still be 60s and 70s across a big part of the region. We may cool down just a tad bit as a backdoor front comes in from the northeast, but it's not likely to have a huge impact. On Friday, we'll be back in the 60s across many, many areas with a few lower 70s in the south. And then after that, we're going to deal with some returning rainfall, and that's the next chapter of our little book here. We do expect to see some precipitation beginning to evolve as we go into Thursday night and really on Friday morning. Most of that is expected to be in the Badlands of South Dakota and in a few areas in southern and a few in central Minnesota. This is coming partially from that backdoor front. It will cool down in northern Minnesota and northeastern North Dakota as we go into Friday morning, and that frontal system will set off a few showers. Now, as we go on into Friday afternoon and Saturday, the cold air will be pushed back to the north by a developing low-pressure system in the Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado areas. And that warm front will generate more shower activity. So we'll eventually start seeing waves of rain and thunderstorm activity as we finish out the work week and especially over the weekend. That precipitation is not expected to be well organized until we get to Sunday and Monday. At that time, we'll start seeing more organized rainfall and perhaps some moderate amounts. Maybe a half to 1.5 inches could occur by the time we get to Tuesday of next week. But the first day or two of the shower activity will be rather restricted. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network.